The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. All right, I'm on my way. Just a second. Yes?
Mr. Sales?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Sales? That's my name, too.
Hey, listen, dummy. Get smart with me, and I'll sandpaper your eyebrows off.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, it's my wife. She thinks she's Cinderella.
Your wife thinks she's Cinderella? Well, why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
I would, but I can't get my pumpkin started.
All right. It's not late at stop. Here we go with the Moldy Oldie Show. And you come along with us. It's going to be a beautiful time. And you know why? Because you're beautiful. That's right. And you don't believe it? Just look in the mirror. That's right. That's right. And here we go. Stay with us. All right, y'all. Kick it off, baby. Here we go. Sing along, everybody.
One, two, three. I ain't mad at you. Pretty baby.
Live from New York, where they still do the boogaloo down Broadway, it's the Soupy Sal Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sal with Dalby Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, here's that sharp old sidewalk surfer himself, Soupy! All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right, welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show, and boy, have we got a great show for you today. We're going to hear songs that went to number one, music from this week in Moldy Oldie history, plus we've got a special tribute to two famous people celebrating birthdays this week, Paul McCartney of the Beatles and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
But you want to know something? It's vacation time.
That's right.
So I'd like to recommend a vacation spot that's convenient to get to, comfortable, relaxing, where you don't have to get dressed up, and that's priced within your budget. It's called the living room.
Now, Snoop, I saw you having a conversation with Gene Garnes, and he looks a little depressed today.
He is. You know, engineers are the most suspicious people I know.
What makes you say that?
Well, Gene is getting a little suspicious of Diane.
Why?
Well, Diane told him that 10 times as many people drown in bathtubs as do in swimming pools.
So why is Gene suspicious?
Well, he came home yesterday, and there was a lifeguard in the bathtub.
Listen, I just want to take a second here. Congratulations on your sold-out shows at the Claridge Hotel in Atlantic City on Memorial Day week.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you. You know, I love the Claridge Hotel in Atlantic City, and they're great people to work for.
I know that. Tell me something. Anything unusual happen to you while you were down there?
Yeah, you ready for this? There was a baby born on one of the crap tables while I was there.
How'd that happen?
Well, the mother's point was 4, and she wouldn't quit until she made it.
Thank you. 1964, the Beatles and I Feel Fine. That was the first pop song to use guitar feedback in it. And we're celebrating Paul McCartney's birthday today on the Moldy Oldie Show. Not only are Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson celebrating birthdays this week, but we have some other famous birthdays as well.
Oh, really? Who else was born this week?
Well, Spanky McFarlane of Spanky and My Gang.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's with the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, right.
And Dean Martin.
Oh, Dean. Yeah.
How about Harry Nilsson?
Yeah.
Boy George.
Yeah.
And Barry Manilow.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, what if some of our listeners were born this week? What have you got for them?
I'm glad you asked. Now, if you were born on this day, you were born under the sign of Penthouse Magazine.
Oh.
So before you leave the house, make sure you have your pins on. That's right. Physical fitness should be uppermost in your mind today, so get physical with your secretary during lunch hour. Today would be a good day to be different for a change. Do something totally out of character. Be decent. Do something special for your girlfriend. Since she hates beards and mustaches so much, surprise her. When she falls asleep, shave them off of her. And beware of Hell's Angels named Bruce and meet her maids with smoke alarms in their underwear.
Yeah.
And finally, if you were born on this day, you will finally get a job that equals your intelligence. You'll be appointed a proofreader for M&M.
Will I dig the same things that turned me on as a kid? Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did? Will I talk to plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm digging up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up good vibration.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
Good vibration.
Vibration, yeah. Written and produced by Brian Wilson, who was born this week. When that song came out in 1966, it was the most expensive single ever made. It cost $16,000. I'll get it. Hello?
Snoopy, baby, how are you?
Hey, it's Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray the A.
Well, listen, you gave me a hot tip at the track. How did our horse do?
Well, you know, babe, you win some and you lose some.
Wait a minute. You said we had a sure thing in the fifth.
Well, you know.
Hey, don't you know me now? Come on, you said the only way it could lose if someone turned the track around.
Someone turned the track around.
Murray.
Well, it was in all the papers, babe. The guy had a big magnet or something. And
goodbye,
went...
Murray.
I love you, babe.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, he was just 17. Did you know what I mean? And the way she looked was way beyond the man. So how could I dance with another? Me.
the Beatles, and I saw her standing there. That song features Paul McCartney on lead vocals, and we'll continue our birthday salute to Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson a little later on in the show.
Right.
Now, coming up in our next segment, I'll be talking about the terrible rumor that Boston Celtics star Larry Bird not only belongs to the Audubon Society, but sleeps with his head under his arm.
And we'll take a look at this week in moldy oldie history, and we'll get some yakety yak when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie continues.
Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double Mint's the one for you.
Double pleasure, yes, double sweet,
double delicious to you.
A double pleasure waiting for you, Double Mint Gum.
Gonna make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
Welcome back. And here's the host of Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Hey, right now we're going to hear songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history.
Right.
And this segment of the show is brought to you by our own number one, Vito. Hey, listen, you ever thought of getting your hands into someone else's business?
Yeah.
Do you really believe the hand is quicker than the mouth?
Yeah.
Ever thought of being a professional pickpocket?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous pickpocket school, where their motto is, a bird in the hand makes it impossible to knit. At Vito's, you'll master the reverse pickpocket theory of backing into a victim and leaving money. You'll also be taught how to move through a crowd of nudists and steal tattoos. Memorize such pickpocket phrases as, what's your pocket doing wrapped around my hand? And the old standby, that's no hand, that's my wife. Upon graduation, you'll receive the pickpocket's flag, which depicts 10 cross fingers over a field of gold-plated handcuffs. Remember, Vito's famous pickpocket school is as near as your telephone, which is just a stone's throw from the tips of your fingers. Leave your phone number, and we'll call you, and you better answer. Because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito. And Vito's famous pickpocket school, member FDIC, AMA, and BULL.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't serve that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak.
Don't talk fast.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust out with that broom. Get all that garbage outside. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety yak.
Don't talk fast.
You just put on your coat and hat.
Don't hold back.
Yaggy, 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 yagg That hit number one on the R&B charts this week in 1958. The Coasters and Yakety Yak.
Sure, weren't the Coasters on your TV show a couple of times?
Yeah, they sure were. Yeah. Great guys, and they gave me some great words of wisdom.
Ah.
You show me a popular quiz program for fish, and I'll show you Name That Tuna. Now, what do we mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
All right, I'm going to tell you. What I mean is that I've got a whale of a tale to tell you, shrimps, just for the halibut. So holy mackerel, clam up for cod's sake. Just relax your muscles, come out of your shells, and examine what I say, and just perchance you'll be hooked on my line, and I've got to sink or swim. Listen, I'll tell you the real snapper to this story, but I've got a terrible habit.
Continuing with number ones from this week in Moldy Oli history, The Supremes from 1965, the song that was their fifth number one in a row, Back in My Arms Again.
Woo!
Light and breezy, and I knew just what to do.
Most successful female songwriter of all time,
yeah!
Carole King,
and
a number one from this week in 1971, It's Too Late. Get the door. I wonder who's...
I don't know.
Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment. Oh.
Hiya, fellas. I've got the magic coffee wagon.
Yeah. Hey, it's Jerry. How are you, Jerry?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Why? What's wrong?
I want to go to Hollywood. I want to get into movies.
Why do you want to get into movies so bad?
I want to impress my girlfriend, Hot Legs. Soupy, don't you have any connections?
Well, I know Burt Reynolds. He makes movies. Maybe you could be in his movie.
Yeah.
You could be a stuntman.
What's that?
Well, if you jump a car across a cliff for a movie, what does that make you?
A stupid idiot.
No. Just imagine you're doing a movie with Burt Reynolds.
Okay, what's the movie called?
The title is Superfluous.
That's a crummy title for a movie.
The title is whatever you want. Just let me finish.
How are you going to fit that on a marquee?
Just listen. Say Lonnie Anderson is riding a horse through a park.
What park?
What difference? What park?
Well, if it's Central Park, my mother won't let me go there.
Why not?
She hates the park. That's why she met my father.
Never mind. Now you're sitting on a bench in the park.
With a girl?
No, you're alone.
Why? I wash my underwear with the right soap.
All right. You're there with the girl.
Are we making out?
No.
Want a bet?
Then suddenly the horse goes wild. You grab onto the mane.
The mane what?
Where do you find horse's hair?
In cheap sofas.
You hold on to the end.
I thought I hold on to the mane.
Then Burt Reynolds comes in for you and kisses her.
I saved her. Why can't I kiss her?
You're not being paid to kiss.
I know, but I do it for the experience.
Serve the coffee. I do it for you.
I would. Coffee, coffee, coffee. Drink it up real quick. If you sip it slowly, the taste will make you sick. Folks love my coffee wagon. They sip away their cares. But tell me why this morning someone pushed me down the stairs.
Well, it wasn't me, Jerry. Could I just have a soda?
Super service. I was born in Manhattan.
Thank you, Jerry. But why did you stick your finger right in the glass?
To make sure it's a soft drink.
Say goodbye, Jerry.
Is something I said?
Yes.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? I still feel the rain. Ain't that a shame? I still feel that rain.
cry.
Number one on the R&B charts during this week in 1955, The Fat Man, that's Domino, and Ain't That a Shame. Hey, stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking with the scientist from UCLA who crossed a skunk with a rabbit and got a nasty letter from the Volkswagen people.
Okay, also up next, the most famous graduate from Elsie Humes High School, with Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldie, continues.
Come on up to the bat, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt.
Take hands with Kenneth and Beth. Come on up to the best, best Labatt.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
I'm a dancer, and nothing is more important to me than my feet. That's why I use Tenactin. At least athlete's foot is one thing I don't have to worry about.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
When you're serious about your feet, you have to use Tenactin.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
Welcome back to the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, everybody. Right now, we're going to take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. Ray, what have you got for us?
Okay, it was this week in 1956. Paul McCartney met John Lennon for the first time. It was at a church dinner. Paul was 13 and John was 15.
Yeah, and also that week was the 98th birthday of Wyatt Earp, inventor of the crude sound bearing his name.
All right, how about this week in 1964? Remember Carol Doda?
Oh, yeah.
She made entertainment history by dancing in a topless bathing suit.
Yeah. Well, also that week, bears run wild in the streets of Chicago, and the football coach is told to keep better track of his team.
And this week in 1972, 5 men were arrested trying to bug the Democratic National Headquarters at the Watergate Hotel in Washington.
And also that week, New York Boy Scout starts a fire by rubbing his parents together. It was the closest they'd been in years.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. And don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. And don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm
thinking of.
Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm
thinking of.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm
thinking of.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
The King. And don't be cruel. This week in 1953, Elvis graduated from L.C. Humes High School in Memphis. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Soupy. It's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Oh, you know Shirley from down the hall.
I know Shirley. The stewardess. Shirley, what can I do for you?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd keep my key from Dominic and let Larry in.
Who's Larry?
A friend I met on the plane. I'm having dinner with him tonight.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
At the airport, but I've got to go to a stew meeting. I'll be home right afterward.
Where did you meet Larry?
On the plane. We met during a discussion of coaching first class.
What do you mean, coaching first class?
Well, Larry was complaining about the difference between coaching first class fares,
yeah.
So we finally decided on updating himself to first class where I was. So he did, and I gave him a big wink.
Yeah, so what happened?
So when I walked by, he whispered something in my ear.
Oh, yeah? And what did you say?
I just smiled and said, "You got that when you bought your ticket." I think I'm in love. Yeah.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Oh, don't let him get away.
Okay.
This week back in 67, it was the Monterey Pop Festival concerts that introduced us to Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. Here's Pearl with a Christofferson tune, Me and Bobby McGee.
Flying Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and our souvenirs faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. He rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon and my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I told him Bobby Candyman. We sang every song that Javi knew.
La 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 la
The Mamas and Papas, which I saw her again last night. The Mamas and Papas helped put together the Monterey Pop Festival that happened this week in 1967. And now I'd like you all to join me in a nice warm welcome to a guy that's been with me for years. He's a great musician, a gifted performer. He's the leader of this award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues band. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Daryl B. Mordecai.
Daryl B. Hey, Daryl. Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Soup Nathan Rod, coast to coast. You've been cracking him today.
And
love
all
that.
The folks down in Possum Hollow.
Yeah, Possum Hollow, that's my hometown.
That's right.
Tell me. To my mama and Aunt Florence.
Yes, tell me, Daryl, did you ever work with the Mamas and Papas?
Well, not work with them exactly, Mr. Soup, but I hung out with them, you know, right back there in the beginning, you know. Matter of fact, I don't mind saying I helped them pick their name.
Really? How'd that happen?
Well, you see, at first the group was only two people.
Yeah.
That was John Phillips and Kath Elliott.
Yeah.
And, you know, they asked me if I had an idea for the name.
Yeah, and you suggested the Mamas and the Papas.
Well, you know, sort of.
Sort of? What did you suggest?
Your father and your mother.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Then when the other two joined, you know, they refined it a little bit and they became the Mamas and the Papas.
Listen, I know John and he told me a friend of his in a motorcycle gang named them.
Yeah. Listen, you gonna believe me or a man who used to wear tie-dyed pajamas and a fur hat on the Ed Sullivan show?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Well,
I love John Phillips.
Daryl, do you know how the Mamas and Papas got together or not?
Sure, I know all about it. See, John and Missy was getting kind of itchy. They leave the folk music behind. Zoll and Denny weren't getting any, so they drank a little bottle of wine. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, he stole somebody's hat. And then no one was getting fat except Mama Cass, and that's exactly the way it happened.
Yeah. You know, I love Mama Cass.
Oh, who didn't? You know, let me tell you something. If I could get serious for a minute, I'll tell you something. Julia Child and Mama Cass were the two greatest influence on my whole career, you know.
Really? Well, you know, I can understand Mama Cass, but what does Julia Child have to do with music?
Well, nothing.
Wait a second. I thought you said Julia Child and Mama Cass were two of your musical influences.
No, not musical influence. They were my big food influences, you see. Julia really knew how to cook it, and Cass really knew how to eat it, you know. Man, I love munching out with Mama Cass after a gig. We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, Daryl.
You know, we were having a good
time. Daryl.
Another eclair.
Daryl.
Yeah, I know.
Play Daryl. Yeah.
Now, don't touch that dial, because coming up next is Soupy's Joke of the Day. When the Soupy Sells Moldy Oldie Show continues.
A double poker is waiting for you.
Many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Take hands with Canada's best. Come on up to the best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Scooby Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and we're about to hear some one-hit wonders, but first... It's time for my favorite part of the show, and I know on good authority that it's Chubby Checker's favorite, too. Yes,
yeah.
It's time for Snoopy's Joke of the Day.
All right, okay. All right, thank you. Okay. It's a beautiful sunny afternoon, and there are two nuns sitting in Shea Stadium watching the Mets.
Uh-huh.
And sitting in back of them are a couple of guys drinking beer. And one of the guys says to his friend, "You can't see a thing. These nuns' hats are blocking the whole game.
Uh-huh.
Remind me to move to Cleveland, where only 10% of the people are Catholics."
Uh-huh.
And his drinking buddy says, "Hey, let's go to Omaha, where only 5% are Catholics." Uh-huh. And one of the nuns turns around and says, "I got a better idea. Why don't both of you go to hell where you won't find any Catholics.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Oh, and John, John.
Top three hit 1958 for the Royal Teens, a one-hit wonder from New Jersey. Now, you stay with us now, because coming up in the second hour, we'll be discussing self-defense for senior citizens, and I'll be telling you seniors how to instantly convert your empty prune juice bottle into a lethal weapon.
Still to come, more of our birthday salute to Paul McCartney and the great Brian Wilson when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues. Welcome back to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show. This hour, we'll tell you why you'll never co-host Friday Night Video. And now, here's the man who secretly wrote the Sticky Fingers album with Mick.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, this hour, we've got a salute to the year 1958, and we hear songs released this year in moldy oldie history. First, let's continue our birthday salute to Paul McCartney of the Beatles and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. And this tribute is brought to you by a guy who's also celebrating a birthday this week, Vito. Hey, listen, you like to travel. Rather give people the thumb instead of the finger. Ever thought of becoming a professional hitchhiker? Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous hitchhiker school, where their motto is, stop where you are or I'll demolish your car. Soon you'll be able to stop a bus, a train, a car, or a bullet, depending on the neighborhood you're passing through. You'll receive the standard hitchhiker's outfit, which includes a bikini bathing suit and a submachine gun. The bathing suit is not only optional, but transparent, so you better not forget the submachine gun. Upon graduating from hitchhiking school, you'll be able to work highways, side streets, and even alleys, where you can also bowl until a car shows up. Vito's famous hitchhiker school is as near as your telephone. Let us call you, and you better answer, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand. forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the fever away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the fever
well,
away.
And so she walks, looks and drives like an
angel. You walk like an angel, you walk like an angel.
He makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an angel, you look like an angel.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leaves them all a while to take
her. You drive like an angel, you drive like an angel.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the fever away.
Fun, fun, fun.
Top five for birthday boy Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Fun, fun, fun. Both Brian Wilson and Paul McCartney were born this week, and we're celebrating here on the Moldy Oldie Show.
Believe it or don't.
It's easy to lie with a straight face, but it's nicer to lie with a curved body.
Believe it or don't.
I need somebody,
help,
not just anybody,
help,
you know I need someone,
help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured.
Now
I find the frame of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Now,
and now my life has changed in oh so many ways.
My
independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
I know that I
just need your light. I've never done before. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now
I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Love me too. You know I love you. I'll always.
love me do.
From the Beatles, Love Me Do and Help. Paul McCartney was born John Paul McCartney on June 18th, 1942 in Liverpool. I'll get the door in just a second. I wonder who's at the door. Hold it, just a second. I'm on my way.
Hey, you guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
I know that voice. It's Marvin the Barber. Hiya, Marvin.
Trims in the USA. I give trims in the USA.
I love a singing barber.
If all the world's a hair and life was just a barber's chair.
Don't recite, Marvin.
I'm not reciting Marvin. I was reciting Shakespeare, huh? You need a haircut, Soupy?
Why do you ask me that every day?
Well, what would you do if you were in my shoes?
I'd polish them.
Great show today, Soupy. I was listening. Funny isn't the one.
Thanks, Marvin. How do you feel today?
I always feel bad when I feel good for fear I'll feel worse when I feel better, huh?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Would you please wait in the office?
Is it something I said? Howard Cosell. I cut his hair. I said, Howard, you're going to be a big hit in the newspapers. You weren't meant for TV. If Moses had seen your face, there would have been another commandment. You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Bill Rizzuto, you know him. I call him Phil the Pill. We all love the Yankees, but Phil is getting on my nerves. I cut his hair yesterday. I said, Phil, you never tip. You squeeze a dollar so hard, George Washington's teeth pop out of his head. You know what he said to me?
Marvin. I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Don Meredith. I cut his hair. He's a great guy. I said, Don, that's a dandy haircut. You always look good. Through your ups and downs, you always look good. How do you take your ups and downs? You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said it's not the ups and downs. It's the jerks like me. What do you mean? I'm the one who's broke.
Just remember, Marvin, money isn't everything.
I know that money isn't everything. And if you go to Atlantic City for a night, it's nothing.
You were in Atlantic City last night?
Yeah.
Was it crowded?
Sure. No one has the bus fare to leave.
Yeah. Did you lose your shirt?
Yeah, when you lose your shirt, you can't expect to eat on the cuff, huh?
Goodbye, Marvin.
It seems the more we try.
boys, and wouldn't it be nice? Top Love 10 it. From 1966. Brian Wilson was born June 20th, 1942 in Hawthorne, California. Hey,
happy
stick
birthday.
Around, because coming up in the next segment, Mrs. Muammar Gaddafi will stop by to talk about her views on women's Libya.
And up next, a salute to the year 1958 and the color of silence. When Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
We're going to make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
The firemen have to deal with heat all the time. By now I'm used to it. But when the burning and itching of athlete's foot flares up, I can't stand it.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
I've put out a lot of fires, but Tenactin helped me put out the burning of athlete's foot.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure's on double mascara. A double great feeling, making you realize double's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth, smooth.
Double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. Double mascara.
We're back. I'm the Soupy Chef, Moldy Oldy Show, and here's Soupy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Right now, we're going to hear some songs that were released this week in Moldy Oldy history.
Yeah.
And this segment of our show is brought to you by Rip Off Records.
Oh,
hey, hot off the record racks, the biggest and fastest selling record of the year from Rip Off Records, Great Moments in Babysitting, Volume 12.
Yeah.
Included in this sensational album are such unforgettable babysitting moments as the actual sound of a frail 13-year-old babysitter devour an entire New York cheesecake in 18 seconds with one lip tied behind her back. Listen to the unforgettable sound of 23 teenagers dancing wildly to a Marcel Marceau album. Don't miss the sound of the refrigerator door open and close 45 times as the baby screams, change me in the next room. Hear the agonizing screams of the man of the house as he writes out a check for $2,500 to cover a two-hour babysitting job. Great Moments in Babysitting, Volume 12, is available only through the phone. Send $15 for records, $20 for tapes, and $500 just for me for reading this commercial so well. Great Moments in Babysitting, Volume 12, from Rip Off Records, a division of Rip Off Industries, Rip Off New Jersey.
Silence is golden, but mine.
Song released this week in 1967. Woo! A British invasion band called the Tremolos and Silence is Golden. It went all the way to number 11. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Super La. It's me, Sadie.
Hi, Sadie. What's cooking?
Nothing. I always smell like this. Hey, Super, I got a poem for you.
She's got a poem. Okay, Sadie, fire away. What was that?
Nothing. I just was shooting off my big mouth.
Well, how about the poem?
Yeah, how about it?
Sadie, the poem.
Okay, Toots, here goes.
Yeah.
My old man drinks beer from aluminum cans, and I drink beer from them, too. And when we return them, I can't help but think it's a recycle built for two.
Goodbye, Sadie.
So long, Stupala.
So long, Sadie. You're going home?
No, I've been dispossessed.
Does that mean you don't have a place to sleep?
That's right. They're repairing the gutter.
Bye-bye, Sadie.
Here's the number one song that was released this week in 1964. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Ragdoll.
Soup, traction in what they're doing. Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
You're always something special to me, quite independent, never caring. You're as charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game?
The Hollies, who made their U.S. debut with me at the Paramount Theater. That's Carrie Ann, released this week in 1967. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Don't worry. I'm on my way. Just a second.
Buenos dias, Senor Sale.
Buenos dias, Senorita Claire. How's our favorite cleaning lady?
Today, and so are you.
Thank you.
Oh, so not look, you're so pretty, but your studio is really
dirty. You can't
dirty.
Come in here, Clara.
I am going to clean.
No, because I'm on the air. I'm doing a show.
Wait a second.
What?
You're on the air?
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Oh, I give you a wonderful joke for your show.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Annie
who?
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do la, 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 la. I get the job, yes?
No.
Oh, yeah, then I clean
no,
up.
No, you're not getting
yes,
it here.
I'm
no,
going to clean
please,
up. Please,
get the coffee.
Two
girls for every
city.
That was the only number one for Jan and Dean. Surf City, released this week in 1963. Hey, coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to Manhattan's poorest photographer who can't afford a darkroom, so he just takes all his pictures wearing a blindfold.
Also coming up, we'll find out why rock and roll will never die when the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show returns.
All right, yeah.
Come on up to the bath, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Saint Kelly, Kelly and Best.
Come on up to the best, that's Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut. We're gonna make your summer hotter than ever. With Lily, she's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns. 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
And we're back on the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Here's Snoopy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, we've got the further adventures of Philo Kvetch.
Oh, yeah.
But first, we've got a salute to the year 1958.
Believe it or don't.
Happiness is doing 55 an hour at an orgy.
Believe it or don't.
From our featured year, 1958, Danny and the Juniors with Rock and Roll is Here to Stay. According to the ratings back in 1958, the top five TV shows were number five, I've Got a Secret, number four, Have Gun Will Travel, number three, Tales of Wells Fargo, number two, The Danny Thomas Show, and the number one TV show in 1958 was this one. ¶¶ Howdy Doody. No, I'm just kidding. There's Gunsmoke. And that show started as a radio show in 1952. It moved to TV in 1955 and ran for 20 years. It starred James Arness as Matt Dillon, Milburn Stone as Doc Adams, and Amanda Blake as Kitty Russell. And both Dennis Weaver and Burt Reynolds had roles on the show.
Ah, yes. They don't make them like that anymore. What's on TV this week?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked, Ray. How about Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Oh,
on tonight's show, Prince Charles and Princess Diana take us into the royal bedroom and show us the royal bed where the princess gets royal headaches. How about Walk Through the 20th Century? Host Bill Moyers walks through an Iowa cow pasture and spends the next 56 minutes cleaning off the soles of his shoes. Mr. Wizard.
Oh,
I love it. In this show, Mr. Wizard shows us all how to make our own wine simply by stepping on Ernest and Julio Gallo. And Dynasty. Sexy Joan Collins gets lonely one night and invites the Vienna Boys Choir over for tuna casserole.
Oh, man, you're leaving your life. And now it's time once again for the daring and often ridiculous adventures of Philo Kovetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, Somebody's Knocking at My Door.
Yeah, opportunity knocks. Old Philo wasn't sticking around to be maitre d' to his own killing. As the pirate made for the door, I made for the kitchen and looked out the window for a way out. All of a sudden, I heard a fight break out. Someone had broken in. I started to climb out the window when I heard something behind me that told me I wasn't going anyplace.
Hold it, gumshoe, or you'll get another hole in your head. Turn around real slow with your hands up.
Slowly, I turned around, and there standing in front of me was the biggest and meanest-looking dude I'd ever seen. Last time I saw a face like that, Tarzan was feeding it a banana.
Where you going, Kovetch?
I'm going to Florida.
Why are you going to Florida?
I want to be near my hat and coat. Listen, Buster, you don't scare me. I come from a tough family, you understand? My kid brother was so tough, he once slapped Larry Holmes right in the face.
Wow, I'd like to shake his hand.
Well, we're not going to dig him up just for you. Now, don't get funny. Just drop that gun, and I'll pretend this whole thing never happened.
And if I don't?
Well, then, I'll pretend that a lady is standing behind you with a bottle of whiskey.
Philo, I'm not buying.
You don't have to. It's on the house.
Has Philo finally found a solution? And if solved, is the situation still sticky? And aren't all gumshoes sticky anyway? Be with us next time when we'll hear Philo say...
What are you talking about?
On the further adventures of Philo Kovetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of this. No way.
All the day long, bumping and a bopping and a singing song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Rock and Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Blow, rock and Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall tree. The wise or loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, singing bogey. So rock and robin, rock and robin, rock and robin. So rock and robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. And the Oreo, he rocks in the treetop all the day long, bumping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet tweet. Rock and Robin, tweet tweet, rock and Robin, tweet tweet. So rock and Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Well, the pretty little raven at the bird and stand tossed him off to the pop and it was grand. Started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street just to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, slow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Rockin' Robin, number two from the winner of our featured year, 1958. That's by Bobby Day, whose real name is Robert Byrd. Hey, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a librarian of 20 years who quit her job when her books were taken out more than she was.
That's still to come, the action-packed conclusion of the Soupy Cells, Moldy Oldie.
Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double Mint's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth.
My family farmed this land for five generations, and not one day was easy. I sure didn't need athlete's foot making it any harder.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
When Tenactin got rid of my athlete's foot, I felt so good, I went fishing.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
Welcome back. Here's the host of Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldie Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, make sure you're all here next week for the Moldy Oldie Show because we're going to have some really special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
How about Lou Brawls?
Lou Brawls.
Pop singer who gets into fights with his fans. How about Dumb DeLuise?
Oh, Dumb DeLuise.
The comedian who keeps forgetting his routine. And Diana Cross.
Diana Cross.
Former Supreme who's constantly angry. Mary Lou Retina.
Mary Lou Retina.
Uh-huh, Olympic gold medalist who retired because of poor eyesight.
Uh-huh.
And Moldy Hawn.
Moldy Hawn.
That's a cute little film star who lives on day-old bread. Eva Marie Stent.
Eva Marie Stent.
Movie star who works for pennies. And Barbara Bell Gettysburg.
Barbara Bell Gettysburg.
Dallas star who once dated Abraham Lincoln.
All on this show.
All on this show.
Deep in the
number two from the summer of 1967, The Music Explosion, featuring Jamie Lyons on lead vocals and a little bit of soul. Yeah. Now, here's some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldie Show.
On your huskies!
While a storekeeper checked over the furs...
Thanks a lot.
Finally, Mike went to the safe.
500. Don't say things you'll be sorry for.
But I'm getting out of here right now.
That is a good plan, Slim.
Meanwhile, after leaving the trading post...
I thought you were good friends.
Mary listened sympathetically.
It's only right and fair.
Meantime...
Come on.
A couple of miles further on.
Fuzzy.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment.
But I didn't shoot him, I tell you.
How is he?
What about Fuzzy?
How is he?
I want to talk to you.
Hello, Fuzzy. Get the scent, boy.
You're not touching me.
No, me.
Later at Fuzzy's bedside.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. All right. All right. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And I hope you're going to have a great week. And we're going to look forward to seeing you here next week, the same time, same station. So until next week on the Moldy Oldie Show, this is Soupy Sale. Thank you so much. Have a great week. You take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Firmino and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody, recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Belazaire, and Mark Humble. Soupy's jingles were performed by The Phantoms. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
Bells.